Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
You are on everybody's show, are you not? And your own.
Well, it seems like that, but you know, it's when they don't want you, Wendy, that then I should be concerned.
That is a good point. I was talking about you earlier with John Williams, and we'll get to your to-do list, I promise, but I wanted to mention we have an exterior wall in our bedroom bathroom, and our drain freezes. Not the water, but the drain. And I can actually see like a big chunk of ice in there. So I have started putting kosher salt in there. Not a lot, but I drop a little in there and it worked. Is that screwing up my pipes?
No, but it's changing the freezing temperature of the water.
So, just like if you
add salt to water that you want to boil, the temperature has to go higher for it to boil. I mean, I'm not a chemist, but what you're doing is you're basically, if there is any ice, it's melting it with salt, not unlike if you put salt on the sidewalk to melt the ice, same thing. Is it doing anything to the drains? No, probably not.
Because it's not a chemical, it's just, you know, thick, coarse salt that we eat.
Right.
You know, so
right.
Yeah, John wondered if that was hurting my pipe, so I said I would ask you.
Yeah, I mean, you live in an older house, so you probably have galvanized pipes. You know, anything you put down those pipes at this point is always a risk. But with salt, I would be less concerned. I'm really not concerned at all.
Excellent. All right, House Smarts Radio. I listen to it every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. What's on your Lou to-do list?
Well, I mean, it's just more, you know, our houses, I think, are talking to us quite a bit with this cold weather. You're feeling drafts everywhere that you probably never felt before. And I think it's time to write a little note down to know that I got to address this once things warm up. I mean, it sounds like we're going to get into the 20s and maybe even the 30s. But the biggest thing that I think that people probably need to do is get some clear caulking. And if you have hard floors, like a hardwood floor, and this has got to be in your house, Wendy, caulk the shoe to the floor. Because right now, people are listening and they put their hands down by that base trim, you're going to feel a draft coming in that gap. And if you caulk it with a clear caulking, once that cures, you won't really see the caulking, but it'll eliminate the draft. And part of the issue is people's boilers and furnaces just cannot get the house to temperature in this sub-zero temperatures that we've had for all these days. And it's only going to help you be more comfortable and help when the next blast of really, really cold weather comes.
So it's not just my old house with crappy ductwork that can't keep up when it's cold. It's other houses as well, right?
Well, it is your crappy house with bad ductwork. I mean, that does go into it. But there's so many other things that are working against us that, you know, if you eliminate the cold drafts coming in, and that baseboard trick really can make a huge difference. Of course you need new insulation. Of course, if the ductwork is in bad shape and it's leaking, you know, there's solutions you can do there. But this caulking solution, it's a $10 fix.
Yeah, and I actually did that under the trim of my window in a powder room. But my only problem is the clear caulk is kind of shiny. And so do they make like a matte clear caulk?
Yeah, that's a good point. No. Not that I've seen. No, it's all shiny.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that in your bathroom window, is the trim white?
Yeah, I should have gone white.
Then you can go over it with white.
Okay, I will do that. But, you know, all right, if I'm being perfectly honest with you, I only see it shining when you're sitting on the toilet because you're underneath the windowsill. So under the shoe of your floorboard, you're not going to see the shiny clear caulk.
Probably a little bit too much information for the afternoon, but, you know, it's your show.
Yes, I understand that. But so I think you're right with the clear caulk underneath the floorboards, or if you have white, not floorboards, under the what are they
under
called?
The shoe.
Yes.
You've got the trim and then the shoe, and more than likely people have a large gap. Now, you can absolutely do that in white if the trim is white. The problem with when using white caulking down at the floor like that, it gets dirty, and the clear kind of disappears, and you know, unless you're lying on the floor, I don't think the shininess will be an issue.
Well, I'm only lying on the floor if it's a good night on the weekend. That's it. I think I'm going to do the clear on the shoe because, yeah, I am definitely feeling a draft. And we were talking earlier about shoveling, Lou, and do you have a system? Do you do straight lines? You probably have a snowblower, so you don't even shovel, do you?
No, I do shovel. I have when you go to the Hawks games, those shovels that they use when they clear the ice?
Yeah.
Those are the ones I have. And so it's like 4 feet wide. You know, I'm bigger than the average bear, and so I can move a fair amount of snow. And I typically just work from one end to the other, and I do have a snowblower, but I tend to only use that when the snow is really heavy.
Yeah.
Lou, does working on at an angle, we were talking earlier about our plan for shoveling the driveway, and I don't know why, but I do it at an angle thinking it's more efficient. Is there anything to that, Lou?
Well, you're actually at an angle, you're probably pushing more snow than you need to. You know, so if you think about it, if I was putting a new floor at your home and you said I'd like the floor on an angle, uh-huh. I would have to probably buy 10 to 15% more flooring to cover the same space if I went straight.
Okay.
So that same theory must hold true when you do the angling of the snow shovel.
So right. You're making it harder on yourself.
Kevin, yeah. Kevin, you be you.
I
you
will.
Be you.
It makes me feel better. I do have an extra wide shovel, just like Lou's, so that makes me feel better, though.
Yours is not 4 feet like Lou's.
It's not 4 feet, but it's wide. It's wider than the basic one I got from the hardware store. It's nice.
Yeah.
Because a listener suggested a 36-inch one available at Ace.
Maybe that's
and,
what I have.
And it's double handles, but yours is even bigger than that, huh, Lou?
We sell a 24, a 36, and a 48.
Yeah,
you
baby.
You can't use the 48 in the heavy snow. No way.
All right. Well, that's good news, and you don't have to go at an angle unless you want to work harder, not smarter.
It's a good workout.
Hey, Lou, I have to say I was at Ace on Sunday at the Villa Park Ace, you know, your favorite Ace, and everybody was buying shovels, everybody. I went in the cold with the blizzard and walked up to the Ace to get some birthday cards, and everybody was buying shovels. Just wanted you to know that.
I love it. Aren't those birthday cards great?
The cards there are the best. I buy them all the time. People think I'm crazy, but I'm constantly going to Ace to buy cards.
It would take you a long time to shovel. It would take you a long time to shovel the walk with the cards, but they're great.
Yeah.
Lou, we have so many people that have questions for you. I don't want to keep you unless you want to do another segment, but people can listen to House Smarts Radio, too, and give you a call then. What do you have coming up this Saturday?
I'm talking with a company. Actually, Steve Alexander did a business of food story, and I reached out to this guy. He is making furnace filters from corn, and I have lots of questions.
Ooh, I bet it smells good. You're going to have popcorn coming out of your furnace.
You could. You might.
All right. Well, these people love you, Lou, so should they just call Saturday?
Please do.
All right. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.